At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So all this week, Ashley is in for Anna. And Ashley, you know, there's a lot of things that I think people are curious about when they find out that somebody has a job in television or media, right? Mm-hmm. And while talking with people about it, one of the things that I was curious about, and I think that people make jokes about over time, and I hope you enjoy the weather effects that I'm giving you in the background here, is what is it you're required to wear when you go to work? Because, you know, obviously, you know, we like, there's a green screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the rules are. Like, because I'll be honest with you, every once in a while you see somebody on TV and you're like, what are they wearing? And why? Why would they select that? What is it that you have to wear? Like, do you have a dress code? Is there like...
I think for on-air people, the dress code's kind of obvious. It has to be professional. But when you're in front of a green screen, you have to be careful of colors and patterns.
Okay.
So obviously, I can't wear green. Mm-hmm. But because I'm blonde...
What happens if you wear green? What, your body just disappears?
It disappears,
right?
Yeah.
So you'd be the weather map.
Yeah, so anything...
But like any of your flesh exposed would still be there, fleshy. So you'd still have a neck and a head.
A head, neck, hands. Yeah. So it would take out anything that's green and replace it with our maps.
Okay.
But because I'm blonde, it messes with the camera a little bit more. So I also can't wear yellow and I can't wear turquoise. There's enough green in those colors that it will, what we call, key out a little bit.
Okay.
And pattern wise,
green and what? I'm sorry. I'm just noticing that you're telling me because you're blonde, but yet you have red hair today.
I do.
Okay.
Yes. I've been gradually.
I just wanted, you know, if you didn't know, I wanted to make sure that you had been updated, that you're not actually blonde today.
Not that. No. Okay. I've been gradually going back to my roots, my strawberry blonde roots.
Okay. That looks kind of red, but all right.
It's a little Zach in here.
I'm not a color expert. Okay. All right. So
pattern-wise, we have to be careful of, like, houndstooth or stripes that are too close together or polka dots because they'll kind of bounce funny. It'll mess with the eyes a little bit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what does it look like on TV when that happens?
Just looks like it's kind of bouncing around. Like, your eyes can't focus on the pattern.
Yeah.
It looks a little fuzzy,
like,
if you will.
Pixelated almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit weird. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, that would create a weird effect. But what's the most embarrassing thing that you've worn on TV? And then, you look back and you're like, yep, lesson learned. Not going to do that again.
I mean, there's plenty of those.
Yeah.
And I think probably almost every on-air person has had a moment where before they go on, the dress rips somewhere.
Oh, nice.
Or your hem comes undone. Mm-hmm. Or you have a clip in the back because
like David,
it's too
Muir's,
big.
Like David Muir's fireman's coat where he was like, I'm going to slim this thing up a little bit, where he did the clothespins, right? But that's like a common thing, right? Like when they pull things back or whatever, or kind of cinch things when nobody, you know, where nobody can see, supposedly.
Maybe on the national level, I wouldn't say as much on the local level.
On the local level, if you're carrying a roll of duct tape, you can handle that yourself.
Yeah.
But there's not like somebody diving in front of the camera before and going, you know what? We can make it look better if we do this.
No, because, you know, this is the biggest misconception, and this is a question I get all the time, is people ask, who does your hair and makeup?
Yeah.
I do it.
It's wild.
Yeah. We do our own hair and makeup. You know, they used to do hair and makeup on the local levels, but, you know, budget cuts, that goes away. So it's really only on, like, the Good Morning America, the Today Show levels that they still do hair and makeup.
Behind the scenes, whenever Ashley comes in and Anna is still here in the building, she always talks to you about how it is that you have to do your makeup and how she loves the way that you do your makeup. So
just so nice.
So let's look, eyes tutorial or whatever. So let's look at that. We've learned everything. No patterns, no herringbone. Or whatever it was.
Houndstooth,
yeah. Yeah, don't wear that if you're going to be on TV today.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.